Welcome to Spiritual Healing Lesson 4. In this lesson, we'll begin to explain how to restore a healthy relationship with yourself. Our teacher uses the TELL method, beginning with T for think.
Do you ever feel confused, depressed, insecure, frustrated, or angry? These are feelings that afflict almost everyone at different times of our lives. Emotions like these come when others don't treat us with love or when we fail to love others. How can we heal these feelings of hurt?
Questions like these can really get you thinking. How can you heal from emotional damage? Our teacher continues to evaluate the meaning and context of the lesson.
Maybe you've tried self-help books. It seems there's an expert or book for every kind of problem these days. Living in a sinful world will never be completely peaceful. Perfect peace will only come when we live in heaven. However, emotional wounds can be healed, giving us peace and hope here on earth. A healthy relationship with yourself begins with a healthy relationship with God. God wants us to be filled with peace, happiness, and contentment every day. Do you know anyone who was depressed or unhappy, and then they quickly became happy because they met a special someone, a boyfriend or girlfriend? Maybe you hope to meet the perfect person to make you happy. Be careful. People let us down, often again and again. But our perfect Savior, Jesus, will never disappoint us. There are two steps to healing emotional hurts: having the right someone in your life and having the right attitude. In the book of Luke, we learn of a Jewish man who was robbed as he traveled from Jerusalem to Jericho. The thieves stole everything he had, beat him, and left him on the side of the road to die. A priest from the temple and a Levite, a helper in the temple, came upon the wounded man. Every person hurried by and did not stop to help. A man from Samaria, a Samaritan, saw the wounded man and stopped. He bandaged his wounds, put the man on his donkey, and brought him to an inn. The Samaritan paid the owner of the inn to care for the man until he was well. Imagine yourself as the wounded man. Who would you want to see on the road? I think you would want the compassionate Samaritan, willing to show love and care, to see you. It's important to have the right one come into your life and show you the right kind of love. That right one is Jesus. To better understand the kind of love God has for you, we'll refer to the Greek language. In Greek, there are different words to describe the different types of love. Let's look at three of them. Eros is a romantic love, that is a physical or sexual love between a husband and wife. Philia is a higher type of love, like the love expressed between neighbors or co-workers, a brotherly love. Agape is the highest type of love, the kind of love God has for you. Let's review what we've learned. In lesson 1, we read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." In lesson 2, we read that God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God willingly sacrificed his own Son, so we, even as sinners, could all have eternal life in heaven. His unconditional love is the ultimate expression of love from God to you. God's love is agape. When we compare agape love with the love we experience here on earth, we see a big difference. Earthly love, exchanged between humans, is not perfect. It's often selfish, given only if love, in some form, is given in return. It's often given only when there is no personal cost, and if we grow tired of loving someone, we simply stop. Human love is often also conditional. It's given only if we feel it's earned.
To learn the lesson fully, our teacher identifies the problem and solution and applies it to our lives.
It's easy for your relationship with yourself, that is, the way you feel, to become confused, depressed, insecure, frustrated, or angry when people closest to you fail to love you with agape love. Because of sin, people do not love perfectly, just as you do not love others perfectly. When people disappoint you and you feel alone, remember you have a heavenly Father, God, who has never failed you and never will. God is the right someone in your life. The main theme of the lesson is that God proved His agape love for us when He sent His Son, Jesus, to be our substitute. We fail every day in the battle against a sinful world and contemporary culture that distorts love in many ways. People may fail us, or we fail them, but we know God's love will never fail us. God promises, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." We don't have to wait for heaven to experience God's unconditional love. You are blessed today. You are never alone. You are always loved. So rejoice and share the knowledge of God's agape love with someone in your life today. And continue with lesson 5 to learn about the right attitude, the second step to healing emotional hurts.
We hope you'll lead family, friends, and people you meet to join our Bible study and start churches around the world. You will be blessed and be a blessing to others seeking peace.